InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. You're watching InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right, we are back with TJ Roberts again, Kentucky State Representative and attorney, a very great attorney, actually, one I've been using for a long time. And, you know, TJ, I want to continue a little bit more on that last segment, because one of the most important roles of a president and their legacy is their nomination of judges, right? And seating judges on the bench for lifetime appointments, right? So Joe Biden had, let's see, 235 confirmed Article III judges that he appointed. So that's one Supreme Court justice, 45 circuit court judges, and 187 district court judges, and then two on the Court of International Trade. And almost 30% of these were black women, which black women make up, I believe, like 6.5% of the population. So it's not because, oh, he's looking to see, you know, trying to make it fair in appointments. I mean, we're going full on DEI in the court system at this point. But the vast majority of them, and actually there is no record so far that I've been able to find of Joe Biden hand signing any of the commissions for these 235 confirmed Article III appointed judges. So we already talked about the potential challenges that can be made to the legitimacy of these judges, but you look at what's going on now with a lot of these that are going at these district court judges in particular that are blocking practically everything President Trump is trying to do, even telling him that he has to allow ICE agents to be, you know, beaten in the streets and their facilities to be overrun by Antifa terrorists, and he still can't use the National Guard to guard the federal facility. Pretty wild. Would this argument, if they were successful in saying that, okay, well, because the commission wasn't signed by the president of the United States, which was Joe Biden, and these judges are, say, removed from the bench or something, does that vacate any order they've given? Like, if any of them have put people in prison, does that change anything? You've seen some of them that have gone after, in my opinion, have violated Second Amendment rights by going after giving long prison sentences to political foes. And then actually there in Kentucky, you've got a case with Brett Hankison, I believe, that is now in federal prison. And the goal of the judge was to make an example out of Brett Hankison. When the prosecution was asking for like days in prison, he got years. So what's your take on that? I mean, what would this do to the orders that have already been given by a lot of these activist judges?
Sure, Nick. So it would not disturb the orders ultimately in the event of vacating the offices. There is a principle in law known as the finality principle. When you're talking about prison sentences, that's where a habeas petition could theoretically be made to say this judge was improperly appointed, therefore this sentence should be vacated and this person should be released. A habeas petition is what you do when someone is being illegally held. As for civil orders, you're going to run into issues with the finality principle. It's a longstanding principle in law that unfortunately has led to the Supreme Court going so far to say that it is constitutional to execute someone that the government now knows to be innocent. That was in Herrera versus Collins. It's a terrifying case. It's a terrifying principle. It makes sense in some contexts, but there isn't a lot of good news on that end. And I just want to close by saying, if I was ever appointed to the federal judiciary, and it was because a president made a pledge that they are going to appoint someone of my race and my sex, I would be humiliated.
Yeah.
No matter how qualified I am, everyone is going to be questioning my qualifications to sit on the judiciary. I'm sure there are plenty of people, regardless of race, regardless of sex, who are qualified to sit on the federal judiciary. But Joe Biden's public pledge to engage in blatant DEI practices, prioritizing race and sex over merit, calls to question every single appointment that he made. It would be humiliating for me. I would reject the appointment. I would refuse to sit on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody at this point knows Ketanji Brown Jackson as the DEI appointment. Everybody, including the Democrats, know that she was put in there specifically because she was a black woman. I think about it, like, I'm embarrassed for her, but she doesn't seem to be embarrassed by it. You know, she's, I mean, I guess it just depends on your IQ, whether or not you'd really feel it. Anyway, I mean, you've seen the, I believe it was Justice Barrett that wrote a scathing rebuttal to something that Ketanji Brown Jackson said earlier this year, basically clowning on her and making sure that she knew that she was the dunce of the highest court in the land. And, you know, look, these other orders, because President Trump said that 92% of these documents bearing Biden's signatures are terminated. Is it that easy? Like, what else are we looking at? I mean, besides executive orders, I mean, you got commissions we talked about, we have pardons. And if I guess the argument would be to say, so with the DOJ in this case, if they wanted to go and prosecute Fauci, right? So President Trump says that all the AutoPen documented are hereby terminated. So if they try to go after Fauci, Fauci's attorneys are going to say, no, he was pardoned. And then it's going to be, the burden is going to be on the Trump administration to prove, correct me if I'm wrong, that this pardon was done without the knowledge of the president of the United States.
That's correct, yes. So the DOJ would have to indict. Almost immediately, a motion to dismiss would be filed by Dr. Fauci, Mr. Fauci, I refuse to call him a doctor at this point, his criminal defense attorneys, at which point there would have to be an established argument that Biden did not authorize this, he didn't know about this, and therefore the pardon didn't actually happen in accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution. So it would be interesting to see where that goes, and I mean, that's a highly untested water, but I mean, that Fourth Circuit decision that I was referencing, it really does give us some guidance that the thing that really matters is, what did the president authorize? What did he not authorize? If the president authorized it, okay, that pardon is there. We can't disturb that. But if Joe Biden did not authorize this, then then the auto pen is improper. And the pardon is improper, at least in one circuit. And there's no circuit contradicting this.
Okay, and then quickly, before I know I've been holding you forever, TJ, and I really appreciate you being here for this. But yeah, we have more legal stuff on the docket here. We have James Comey and Letitia James. It looks like that case has been thrown out by a judge, a district court judge in, I believe, South Carolina. I don't exactly know how that works. Because it wasn't
Virginia.
The judge in the case. Was it in Virginia, though? I thought it was a different judge that they... I don't know what it was. But regardless, they threw out the case. The statute of limitations, it seems, because he was indicted and the case was thrown, and the indictment was thrown out on a procedural issue, that the statute of limitations that would have otherwise lapsed, they would have 6 extra months now to be able to refile that indictment. Does there have to be another? If that's true, does there have to be a? Yes, see, it was a South Carolina judge. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand exactly how that works, but they can refile. Do they have to bring it before a grand jury again and start the whole process over?
Assuming that there is a way to renew the statute of limitations, which I haven't looked into that well enough. I generally don't do federal criminal defense law, but that said, in the event that there is a way to do it, then yes, they would have to reassemble a grand jury. They would have to have a prosecutor that's properly appointed. They would have to present this to the grand jury, who would have to return an indictment. Yes.
Yeah. So, State Representative TJ Roberts, a true patriot. Where do people find you, man?
I'm on X at RealTJR. At RealTJRoberts. And you can also check me out on my campaign website, which is VoteTJR.com. You can also check me out on legislative stuff, legislature.ky.gov.
Yeah, this guy's a rising star. You'll see him in the U.S. Congress one of these days. You probably didn't like me saying that, but that's going to happen. All right, we'll be right back.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best Spike Protein, Pro Cardiovascular, Ultimate Life Force. The best Irish Sea Moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theultimatestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at theyellowshowstore.com for 50% off.